The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There's a new epidemic sweeping America's teenagers.
Have you found yourself nodding off during class?
Pretty much every day.
It's an epidemic of teenage sleep deprivation. But instead of sounding the alarm, the American Academy of Pediatrics says the answer is actually to hit snooze. More after this. At Stanford University's Center for Sleep Sciences, Dr. Rafael Paleo asked a group of high school students a simple question.
How many of you wake up tired?
Just about every hand went up. 17-year-old Nora Siegler admitted to CBS's Ben Tracy that for her, fatigue is a way of life.
I'm pretty much exhausted by 2:30 every single day.
Do you notice people are talking about being tired?
Yeah, people talk about how exhausted they are, how late they went to bed.
So the Stanford doctors hooked the teenagers to a brainwave machine to persuade them to do whatever it takes to get at least 8 hours of sleep, even if it means skipping homework.
Just because you can get by does not mean you're at your best. You could put low-octane gas into your sports car. The car still functions, but it's not performing at its full potential.
And in a teenager, that can mean forgetting things, feeling anxious, exercising poor judgment, and sometimes slipping into depression. Yet despite all this, 87% of high school students don't get enough sleep. And doctors say it's not all their fault. Puberty tends to shift their body clock so they want to go to bed later and wake up later, which means a typical 7 a.m. wake-up time on a school morning actually cuts off the two most productive hours of sleep. In any case, it sounds like Nora Siegler got the message.
I think the biggest takeaway was how vital sleep is for memory retention.
You could basically study less and sleep more.
Yeah, but I mean, easier said than done.
Especially when that alarm still goes off at 7 a.m. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.